Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Lord Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here.
And you know, most people today still don't believe in deliverance. That's what's utterly remarkable and amazing. No matter how many times they hear that, I know. It's for somebody else, as well as crazy people who ain't got no sense, right? Greetings. Teaching every last one of you, sweet, precious, and strong. Victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to be with you here tonight on the Straight With Truth Radio, broadcast by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hey, check this out. Check this out. The newsletter is posted on the front page of the website. You can go there and download it in PDF form to a jump drive, put it on your computer, read it. What do you call it? Notebook, tablet, pad, iPad. And they got all different types of things you can put stuff on. And that's for sure. Go over there and do it. Listen, read it. If you have read the newsletter or the ebook on the Holy Spirit, call in tonight. Guest call in number 515-602-9654. 515-602-9654. If you enjoyed that, let us know. Let us know. Got a couple of brothers from Arizona out here visiting. So glory to the King. Glory to the King. They working hard too. Working hard. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Got a lot of visitors here. Another brother will be departing tomorrow. Been with us for 2 weeks. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But it's a wonderful newsletter. Got. And remember, mail in your form, your registration forms. And don't forget to put God's on the front end. We need them now. We need them now because probably about within 2 to 3 weeks prior to the event, we're not going to accept anymore because I told you we're going to probably cap this at about 200 people. 200, no more than 250. That's a lot of people logistically for God's sake. We're going to have to do it. So we're on a first come, first served basis. You're going to be here, be here. If you ain't going to be here, let us know. Hallelujah. And then you'll put your name down in the board on the thing. Next week, I'm going to be giving out more information in reference to God. Some of the classes are going to take place and stuff as I start communicating more so with Pastor Fox and Brother Dave Maskin. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, all right. We ain't going to take too much long. Glory to the King. Let's go ahead and get, I'll tell you what, let me go ahead and not break tradition. Check, see how many people's up there in the line. Call a queue up there, and we'll be right back here in just a moment. Let me get a mailing address.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Oh, the King is coming. You know, man, I truly miss Brother Stephen, Sister Wenda, and Brother Ugly, and the saints up there up north. I tell you, just a wonderful time. You're talking about true lovers of hospitality. That Brother Stephen, Sister Wenda, really true love. You can tell that they love us with all their heart. And Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, I want to say it to you personally. You can hear it from me. Myself, Sister Carol, the saints here, especially me, I love you with all my heart. And that is the truth. And that's a true strength way. Thank you for all that y'all continue to keep doing. Nobody has the idea. Nobody has an idea of what y'all do behind the scenes for the ministry. None. Haven't even been told. So bless y'all. Glory to the King. Guest calling number 515-602-9654. 515-602-9654. You get in a caller queue there and you press number 1. If the lady doesn't, you know, give you instructions, that'll let us know you want to talk to us. We ain't going to be long here for you tonight because we got a big day here tomorrow. Glory to the King. Elder Rufus and his wife is here. Hallelujah. Let's go, Brother Mike from New York, 646-646. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Mike?
Shabbat shalom, my shepherd. How you doing this evening? Hope well.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, son. How you been?
Working. I just seen the newsletter, so I'm gonna read it as soon as the radio broadcast is over. I'm gonna get into that and read it. And I read like the first maybe couple lines of it, but I was just looking at it on my other phone. It looks interesting, so I'm gonna get into it and read it, my shepherd.
All right. Yeah, people been giving me a lot of good feedback on that newsletter, man. They love it.
One thing I did see in it, it does tell your story and how you came into to the Father at the age of 12 or something like that. Oh, I think it was 12. But that's exciting, man. Man, I just got to get into it because at least I get to know more about you that I didn't know before.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my shepherd. Just call and say Shabbat Shalom. Can't wait to see my family. I miss y'all very much. Hopefully, we'll see each other very soon, and I'll be able to hug your neck and hug all my brothers and sisters next to. Love y'all. Shepherd, Shabbat Shalom. Have a good evening. Get some rest, and I can't wait for the Sabbath service tomorrow, sir.
All right, brother Mike. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Man, I tell you, man, before you know it, you blink your eyes, we're going to be up here on the feast days and going to be in tabernacles. We're going to be like, what happened to 2017? It's like blink, blink, blink. You start blink, blink. You're in the middle of it. When the 7 months, next thing you know, you do a half a blink. You're on the feast day. You're like, what happened? Wow. All right, all right. Go to Junior. Junior, call 929-929. Pastor Dow, you're on the Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. How you doing, Brother Junior?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, Junior.
I'm doing phenomenal. How about you, Pastor?
I'm all right, man. Doing well. You know how it is, Brother Junior.
Yes,
you know, everybody thanks Yah for the Shabbat. There's a reason for it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see why, too. Yes, we are on Shabbat. Yes, sir. Thank you for the message last week, man. That was a beautiful message.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Yes, sir.
Glad you're listening, Junior.
Oh, yes, sir. And the week before that, about David and stuff like that, Cain.
Yes, sir.
I love that right there, you know. I know. I ain't read it either. I never read that part. But
really?
I agree with it, like listening. Yes, I never read it.
Well, make sure you always go back and verify anytime we bring out new information that you haven't heard
Absolutely.
Before.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
No, I'm talking about before he brought it. I thought Wayne brought it up. Mary brought it from service. Yes, sir. And went back, and it's true.
Yep.
Yes, because you're right. You can read all day, but when you bring it out, you get understanding.
Hallelujah. You know,
thing
that we definitely need more so, out there in the world, the Christian world, they're so bent on deception and practicing replacement theology. I mean, I never understood, Junior, how in the world, after 70 A.D., after we've been scattered to the four corners of the earth, all of a sudden up pops this new religion called Christianity, and then they twist, warp, and distort Paul's words and start acting like that they are the people and say that they have a right to be the people because they replaced us through their theology, man. It's just disturbing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, I see you saying this.
It's disturbing, man. You look at all the pillars of Christianity. The three main pillars of Christianity are all, in fact, pagan and satanic in nature. Sunday, go check it out, read the Bible. Christmas and Easter. I tell you, it's just a plethora of gods. It's just unbelievable that people just simply can't see it.
No, they don't want to see it. It's blind. They want to be blinded. Hey, give me a few. And,
we hear about David, like you're talking about. We're talking about our history.
Yes, sir. And that's a good experiment too, Pastor. Like you can tell a person, oh, see that? Common sense. When you see this guy still got it, 90 years old. See, he's still making a tent, but he don't got it no more.
Yeah.
Come on, you know what I'm saying? He got common sense. He don't have common sense. All right,
bless
Pastor.
You.
Bless you, Pastor. You be good and. See you tomorrow. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. All right, now we got a caller outside of the country right here. It says an international call. International call. Don't know who it is, but we're going to go ahead and get you on up there because we don't want you to pay all those high fees that the phone companies like charging people when they call from out of country. So, international caller, wherever you may be from, this is Pastor Dowling on the Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, my brother?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Is it me? It's Brother Case.
Shabbat Shalom. Who is this?
This is Brother Case from Netherlands.
Hey, Brother Case, how you doing, my brother?
Yes, sir. Doing well, sir. You too?
Doing well, doing well. I got your mail yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how's the weather over there in the Netherlands?
It's a little rainy, but it's doable. Yeah, we're doing fine here. And I'm just calling in to say we really appreciate the newsletter you did on the Holy Spirit. And
oh, you read it already?
Yes, sir. Not all the way through. I'm gonna read it diligently later on. But yes, sir. I downloaded it and very good job. Very professional.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
I tell you
no
what,
problem.
We left no stone unturned.
Yeah, I remember, you know, a while back, maybe 1 year ago, when you preached about the Holy Spirit, I mean, it was the preaching that really got me after it, you know.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's about the preaching. And I just called in to say Shabbat Shalom, and Brother Mike is going to visit. He's coming to the Netherlands tomorrow here. We're going to
Hallelujah.
Fellowship here. Yes, sir. And we're going to visit the saints in Germany.
All right.
Yes, sir. And maybe the first day this week, we're going to meet a new brother here in the Netherlands. And, hey, hopefully it'll work out good. And looking forward to it.
Hallelujah. I was just getting ready to ask you about that. So, glory to the King. Sound like y'all staying busy over there. Give Brother Freddie, Brother Dennis, Brother Freddie family, all the hug for me and tell them we love them.
Yes, sir. I will. I will too. Yes, sir.
Bless
Thank you for keeping
for
us. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank you for keeping us encouraged, and we really appreciate it. And keep up the good work.
You are welcome, my brother. Bless you, Brother Case. Be encouraged, my brother. Thank you for everything.
Yes, sir. You too. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat. That's Brother Case over in the Netherlands. Going to Brother Mike is flying up from England to go visit Brother Case, and Brother Case and Brother Mike is going to head on over to Brother Freddie's place there in Germany. They're going to be in fellowship with Brother Freddie, his family, and Brother Dennis. Just a beautiful thing. Let's go to Wisconsin, 920-920. Brother Mohammed, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sherby Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Mohammed?
Hey, Pastor Dow, how you doing?
I'm blessed of the Most High Yah and highly favored.
Well, Pastor Dow, I'm going through some, I'm just seeking some counsel here because, I have plans to come and visit and try to talk to my wife, and she's become very, very insubordinate. She's calling people that people from work, people from just friends, showing them video the negative, negative stuff on the website about you, and saying that I'm joining a cult and turning the kids against me, and it's just tearing me apart because I'm just trying to pursue God. I just want to check things out. I've never even committed to anything, and now it's just destroying my reputation, hurting my business.
Oh,
and I
just don't
know
so what
to sad. Do.
You know,
brother, know
Mohammed,
what to
let
do
me tell
anything.
You something. Let me tell you something that's going on. You really, truly find out what spirit people are operating in. And I just heard another story not too long ago of a woman, a wife destroying her husband's reputation and business, and then afterwards she regretted it because it didn't make any sense for her to do it in the first place. What you're really, truly finding out is the truth. Everybody, it's amazing because I want you to listen to me real close. I met a guy 2 days ago, 3 days ago in Sam's Club. And this guy that I met is somebody who came and used to be part of ministry. And then you know what he did? He took off and because people were, check this out, lying on the ministry, lying on me first and foremost. And when I saw him, you know what he did? He apologized to me. And he told me about all the lies that people were fabricating and saying against us on purpose. It's been 5 years since I've seen him. And he's actually going to be here tomorrow to repent to the brothers for actually being so deceived and actually getting caught up with some of these people. So here's someone that actually spoke against us and started off, but then he's turned around and he's able to come out of the error of his way. And it's amazing. We've seen all the apostles get spoken evil of. Christ got spoken evil of. We're doing y'all's work. We're keeping his commandments. And now what you're really finding out, my brother, is as kind as you are and as good of a breadwinner that you is, you're finding out, man, that your wife is really truly not submitted to you like you thought that she was.
So what do I do? I mean, I'm trying to live in understanding. I'm trying to explain to her, and even some of her concerns. I called brothers that I said, hey, okay, you know, maybe I don't know what's going on. I like everything I'm hearing. Just check it out, but keep me in prayer to show her that I'm being responsible. I'm not just going into this thing, you know, blinded. But I'm saying, just come with me, check it out. I mean, just. Let's not make judgment based off of, you know, I mean, Jesus had accusers and died for it, you know. And so I did all of this. I'm doing everything in my power, and she just continued to call, reach out to people to in the name of prayer, but it's really just to, and then now people are sending me emails telling me that I can't believe this could be Muhammad, that you would do this, and that you're being, being tricked or whatever. So I'm just trying to figure out, what do I do here? Because I just want to do the right thing by God. I want to do the right thing by my family, and I'm torn. I'm just torn, and I don't even have any support. So I'm calling you because I have no support now. I mean, she's turned everybody against me, and I studied that. I heard the sister thing talk about the Jezebel spirit. That stuff described it to a T that I'm experiencing right now, and I just don't know what to do. And I mean, all the things that I've ever tried to do, everything that I know to do, is just I just don't have any support. I don't know. I'm just calling and reaching out to you because I want to follow God, but I don't want to. I feel like I have to choose between God and my wife, and I'm choosing God, but it's a cost, and I understand it is a cost, but. Is there something I can do that to salvage something with my wife, I guess? I don't know.
Man, I hear your heart cry, my brother. And, you know, I tell them this, all of them up there, and I put out this ultimatum right here. If everybody believe that what you're pursuing, because all you're doing is checking us out, and you just want her to come and see for herself, and apparently she's not going to do it, so she's letting you know that she's not really truly submitted to you as a wife, like a wife should be, because you are the head of the family, regardless of what anybody says. But the bottom line is this, you tell all those people up there that this pastor right here is willing to come up there and sit down with every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every leader, every brother, every sister, and I will ask them questions, and they can ask me questions, and we'll crack open this Bible, and we'll let Yah be the truth and every man a liar. If they're willing to do that, because they are solid in what they believe. They say they believe the truth. If they're willing to do that, then they would have no fear whatsoever at all, because I'm only one man. And if I'm telling a lie, I would be exposed for the lie that I am. But if I'm telling the truth, then I just got finished helping delivering them, not only a brother and anybody else who have the ears to hear. And remember this, what the scripture says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. So if I am so wrong, tell them I am willing to come up there and to be proved wrong, and let's do this in a very civil way, have a civil discourse, hopefully up there in one of those church settings, so that we can be able to get the ear of everybody who has the ears to hear. How about that?
So if we want to set up, like, how could I mean, I really want to still come out, and I think I'm just going to come out by myself, worst case scenario. But if I want to bring you up here, how would I go about doing that? I'll even pay for it, or because I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you just, and I know you don't even ask for that, but I really would like them to, I really believe that you're speaking truth, and that even the fact that you're even willing to say, hey, you know, I mean, I don't think you come off perfect, but they think you do, but I don't think that, and you always tell people, check your work, check your work, and be a Berean. So I guess I don't know how would I be able to set that up. Or first I got to talk to them, but just to get that set up, how would I go about doing that, if that's a possibility for you to come up?
Wonderful. The way you go about doing it, first of all, you get it clear through all them people up there, because, again, I'm trying to put this in your mind. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. I'm not afraid to come up there and to question them and be questioned of them, of everything that they have doubts for. But at the same time, I'm going to ask them questions for the reason of the so-called faith that lies in them. And we're going to crack that Bible open if they want to do this. And I tell you one thing, brother, I would tell you this. I guarantee you, you're going to find out if those people love Yah or if they love religious tradition, which is tied to satanic paganism. So the way you do it is you set it up with them and tell them that this man said he is willing to come up and he'll take on the best of the scholars that you have. Get your college professors, get your pastors, your preachers, your teachers, your elders, your apostles, your prophetesses, and all of them. And I'll be willing to stand in front of every one of them, including the congregation. And they can ask me questions, and I will ask them questions. And we'll let every man be the truth, and y'all, every man, and let y'all be the truth, and every man a liar. So all you got to do is set it up. And as long as it ain't during the feast days, I'm more than happy to come up. I'll drop what I'm doing to come up there for something like this, just in order to try to save an Israelite family.
Well, I appreciate that. And until then, what do I do in the meantime? What would you do or counsel somebody in my situation where a wife is just being insubordinate? Or and I'm not saying that I'm trying to be give her the benefit of the doubt. I think she's doing it out of fear, just because this is different. I'm a little bit more bolder and willing to. I'm always seeking truth. I just want the truth more than I want anything else. You know, I just want God's truth, and I'm willing to make changes or whatever. You know, and my wife isn't, so maybe I'm going too fast. Do I slow down? What do you counsel somebody like me to, who has a wife who's scared? And I know the people, the women of God, do not live in fear. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but she is afraid.
Right.
And I'm trying to, you know, ease her. I didn't even try to let her listen to some of the things that you sent over. You know, she refused to listen to that. She said, you know,
Think about this, Brother Muhammad. Think about this for a second. You are extending out an olive branch. You are extending out your arm. And all the day long, she is refusing to listen to anything that you've got to say or you present. And I'm going to tell you right now, brother, if you're going to pursue this way of the Most High, you may lose everything. You may lose your wife, your family, your church, your children, everything. Unless a man forsake all that he has, he can in no wise be my disciple. And your wife is doing out of fear based on the lies and the false doctrine that has been inserted in us. Your eyes has been opened. Her eyes are still closed. You are the head of the family, and if you're just going to rise up. Now, when I mean rise up, you stand your ground. You lift up your voice like a trumpet, and you be careful, man, because if that woman is going to do that, she is willing to destroy you, her own self, and everything in her path, is she won't even submit to you and listen to you. What you are finding out is the painful truth is you are not the head of your house like you thought you were. And sure, by loving kindness have he drawn you, but the Bible says, wives, obey your own husbands as the Lord. That's what he says. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, husband, love your wives. That's what it says. And when you only got one party that's willing to do this and the other party is closed-minded and not willing to do this, you have just got finished meeting a demonic spirit that is deceiving the minds of not only her, but all the people that she's calling and all the people that's listening to her.
She feels that this is demonic, that I'm deceived. She's been reading all these books on spiritual warfare, pigs in the parlor. There's a book called Pigs in the Parlor, and all of these spiritual books, and she feels that your ministry is demonic, and that's why.
Hey, Brother Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Muhammad, the solution is tell them that I'm willing to come up there. They pick the time and the date. I'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you so much.
I'm making myself personally available. I'll get up there As fast as I get up on the first thing smoking.
Thank you.
That's the best way to do it, because when you got two people at odds and conflict and you got one person believe this and another person believe that, she needs to get her pastor, preacher, teacher, elder, bishop, apostle, prophet, whoever they got, and I'll bring just me. And I'll be there by myself. And I'll sit down and talk to every single one of them by myself.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Just keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for, as hard as this is, you inspired me to be a better man. I thought I was doing it, and it is what it is. I'm trying to be a better man myself for my family. So thank you so much.
All right, my brother. Be encouraged, okay? Stay in touch. Be encouraged.
Thank you. God bless. Shalom.
Bless you, my brother. Y'all bless. Shalom, shalom. Oh, boy, the Jezebel start again, huh? It's a shame, isn't it? Is it not a shame? All right. Let me see this. Let's hear these demon cuts again. Be right back.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
But Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free right now. Spirits of explosives, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, move right now, man. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you there. He wants you out of him right now. You come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, get out here. Turn around.
I tell you what we going to do. My brother, I want you to call the dining hall and leave the name of your wife. And we're going to pray against that spirit and that religious spirit up there. Y'all hear me straightway? Now, right now, I want everybody to put it in there. They talking about they going to pray. It's time for us to pray. It's time for straightway worldwide to pray. Because it's sad to hear a grown man talk like that. A man that is a strong man that wants to lead his family and guide them the right way. And all he want to do is just come down and visit us and check it out. He ain't committed to anything. Because, you know, we don't take up no offerings in the church. We don't have no rolls for nobody to sign. But that stuff really gets me. It does. It lets you know how strong this Jezebel spirit is. It is. And look at this. Willing to destroy her life just because she's afraid. I tell you, man, it's a sickness. It's a sickness today. Christianity is a drug. I'm telling you, it's a drug. It's a drug that's more powerful than heroin. More powerful than crack. I'm telling you, it is something that Satan got these people on lockdown. So straightway, we're going to pray for my brother Muhammad. We're going to bind this spirit of Jezebel. We're going to bind it. And straightway, y'all know how to pray too. So they praying. Now it's time for all of us to collectively pray. Y'all hear that? Everybody start praying, and we're going to stay on this for a while. Glory to the King. All right, let's go to North Carolina, brother. Omar.
Hallelujah.
919-919 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servant Jews Radio broadcast. I can help my brother.
Woo, Lord. Pastor, I'm telling you right now, you got me so talked up right now, sitting over here doing a happy tree. I'm sitting up here listening. I can hardly contain myself just listening to the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost and casting out those demons and everything and speaking to the brothers. You know, I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit because, you know, you were saying some of the things. I said, I want to just bring that up. And you was just, I'm like, how are you bringing it up? That's what I was going to talk about. And I just let you know, man, that the Spirit just knows everything. I just thank the Lord for you. I know you're a true follower because the things I got to say, you didn't even know nothing about. I hadn't even talked to you. You know, we ain't even really met yet, but I just thank God. I'm telling you, it's nothing like the Holy Ghost. Nothing like the Holy Ghost at all. You know, I want to say, I'm just grateful that I'm following behind you. Because like I said last time, you know, a time before that I didn't have a father in my life. So I grew up, you know what I'm saying, without a male figure. But the Lord, you know, he'll lead you in your footsteps. You know, he'll move you along and everything like that. So once I found you, and I said, you know, you boost my testosterone up. And I don't know if y'all been keeping up with that Mayweather-McConnell stuff. But I was like, man, you got me pumped up like I'm ready to fight the devil. I'm just pumped up right now. Because I think the power of the word and the truth of it is, and just the manliness of it. You know, I was thinking about the book of Matthew when you were saying, you know, that how no man leaves his family, his house, his home, his job, you know, to come follow behind me. He said, no man do it. And I was like, you know something I used to think about? Is he talking about just leaving everything? You know, but he also talking about a spiritual thing, too. You know, that's why I was there. I said, man, you think because spiritually, you, like you said, you're going to have to make some sacrifice, man. You're going to have to decide whether you're going to do this thing or not. And, brother, honestly, you can't be worried about what everybody else thinks. I used to be, like, so bound, like, worried about, you know, the influence of my wife. But I remember you saying something about how we become feminized. And I'm not trying to put down the brother or put down anybody because we all got our storms and we grow. But I remember you saying, you know, if your wife's going to do this, your wife's going to do that, how you going to stand on the word of God and how you're going to do what you got to do as a man. And some of the moves that we make are hard to make. But I thank the Lord, you know, you have boosted my testosterone up. I thank you for the word. And one other thing I just want to share, you know, people are always trying to get you to forget about your history. You know, and I'm not racist. I love everybody. I love everybody that God made. I love the souls of man. But I just want to say this, you know, one of the main things, the problem that we have in the church is that we have to deny our history according to Scripture. So we don't know our history in the Word of God. That's why we lost. When they told us that the law was done away with, the law was our history. That was God teaching us and telling us who we were, who the chosen people were. Even when you spoke about that we're the chosen people and they're trying to replace us, I'm like, if you don't know your history, you don't even know the depth of that, of knowing who you are and that God ain't never forgot about us. You know, but if you, and it's like America always try to tell you about American history, the white side of American history. They glorify it on the 4th of July, they glorify it on Thanksgiving Day. You know, I said, you know, they contribute the three traits of Satan, to rob, kill, and destroy. It's how America was taken over by robbing, killing, and destroying. I said, those are the three attributes of the Bible study. That's how you recognize Satan when he has those. And I was like, you know, that's exactly what happened over here, but it's all about history. You got to know your history because the word of God does to your backbone. You know, I was reading 2 Timothy. I was praying for this job, and I ended up getting an argument with this woman pastor because she was sitting up there. Well, she was the one of the pastors. I was like, ain't no such thing. I was like, I know God didn't call you to do that, but then she got to yelling and stuff, and I'm like, hold on, you know, because you read the word of God. Second Timothy tell you, you know, that no woman is permitted to stand up and preach in the church, and also talk about how a woman dressed in the modest apparel and everything like this. So it's like, you know, the word of God is like, you know, people want to take, they know the word, but they don't know the definition of the word. See, the Christians, you know, we want to say we're preaching the word, but how can you preach something when you don't even know what you're saying? Because the definition of the word of God is the Old Testament. So I just want to thank you for this ministry. I thank the Lord for you. Just keep charging hard. I thank you for your testosterone and how you're standing up and how you're willing to take on all the challenges. But I say this, you know, don't spread yourself out too thin. Be at peace because God said that people, that the sheep hear his voice. And if you truly love God, the Bible says you got to study that word to show yourself approved. And it has definitely changed my life, but studying it from a perspective of looking at the law, which I had not known unless I had found straightway. So I thank the Lord for you. And anybody listening, man, you got to do this thing, and people are going to fall where they fall. But God said, will you follow him no matter what? Everybody that lost anything following God, they always gain more in the end just by following him. So anything that the devil or that you lost because of the devil, God will restore it, even tenfold that he will restore it, because God said he is the redeemer. So he will redeem all that was lost. So I think a lot of times that we're afraid of losing things that's in this life that we ain't even promised tomorrow, but will we lose all these things for the sake of salvation? And we said we're going to follow God and be proud and stand up and be firm. Don't be fearful and shameful and say, I just hate that it's going on now, because when the word of God comes through, love everything that's concerning the word of God. If your wife rebels against you, she's rebelling against the word of God. You got to cleave to God and keep on walking in righteousness, because at the end of the day, like you said, that brother that you saw on Sam, he came later and said, man, I'm sorry, I was listening to other people. And that's the other thing. When you listen to other people, you got to follow after the Lord. And I say, I know you're a man of God, because the Spirit is uttering, the fruit is out there. I'm so pumped up right now. I tell you, I'm ready to go through the round for station. I ain't lying. I just thank the Lord for this ministry. Shabbat shalom to all the brothers and sisters of Straightway, because I've only found this one ministry. Out of all the ministries that I've looked at, only Straightway has it right. Only Straightway has the attributes of the Holy Spirit. Only y'all are casting out demons and healing people and doing things and not love. But Jesus said, I give you one new commandment, that you should love one another. So we actually got 11 commandments, but he said, I give you one new one. And I only see that love in the Straightway ministry. I don't see it anywhere, because your love must be for the things of the Lord. So thank you for being who you are. I mean, you are amazing. I don't know how in the world. I mean, God has truly loved this world when he blessed us with you. He really did, because he said he would give you creatures. And he has truly given us you. I mean, you have to understand, and I know you hear it all the time, but you have to understand, when I said you change lives, you are making impact on lives. And people are changing simply because of this ministry. I mean, it is amazing. And the Bible says, give you a road. He said, give me a road 5 miles. But I'm giving you, I'm trying to give you a whole 12, a whole building, a whole everything. I mean, you deserve it. I thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit for working through you. All glory be to Yah and his son, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm just grateful for Pastor Dow. Lord, just bless Pastor Dow. Protect him, because, Lord, he is our shepherd. He is the one that we follow. He is our preacher. Lord, you say, how can they hear the word except for they hear it by a preacher? Lord, I pray that you protect him, for he is a righteous man that truly loves you, Father God, and not only loves you, but loves you steadfastly, that nothing will be taken, because he loves you so much. And we thank you for that, Lord. And without him, Lord, I wouldn't be the person that I'm standing here today. So I love you, Pastor. I really love you. You are my pastor. Like I said, you are my teacher forever. I will always remember you forever. You have made an impact on my life. Jesus bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. You know, I have, again, I have watched every single person that has ever rose up against me and the ministry of Straightway fall and fall hard. I watched people put their hands to the plow, and I watched every one of them go back. I just got a picture. I got a picture on my phone right here, just sent to me. Somebody's been part of the ministry over 5 years. You ought to see them now. You can't even tell that they ever even had a relationship with the Father. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been preaching for 25-something years, right? I ain't never had a church, a pastor, a bishop, preacher, a teacher, or whatever take me up on none of this except one. And his name was Dave Roberts. And y'all heard that fiasco. You heard him blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You heard the foul, evil spirits that was coming out of this man, all because I was debating on the subject. And he tried to put you up the word and tap the word. And it's hard, but I tell you, it was just so sad. You see what that demonic spirit tried to do. And I whooped it. I whooped that spirit, tore it up from one end of this land to the next. Tore it up. But, you know, that's what we're missing today. As far as me, that's what Joshua said. In my house, we're going to serve y'all. And if my wife, I'm talking about me personally now. After I entreat her, I do it for a few times. If she keep going against me, I will put her away, and I will get somebody better. That's what I would do. Because I'm not going, first of all, me as a position of a man, I would never even put up with that anyway. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I never have. I just don't even know how to even think that way. I hope you men understand that the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violence taken by force. It's amazing how Yahshua could give up everything, but all of a sudden we act like we can't give up nothing. And you got anybody that oppose you, be it your friend. You know, Jesus said in Matthew, the 10th chapter, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. For I come to set at variance a man against his father, and a father against his son." That's what he said. "And a mother against a daughter, and a daughter against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's own foes shall be they of his own household." And Jesus said, "He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me." That's just it, period, point blank. Nothing between my soul and my Savior. I just don't understand. I don't get it. I mean, I love my family, my wife, much as anybody else. Hey, I got two children. Their mother hear from them all the time. They don't communicate with me. They'll send a message through her. Tell dad I love him, hi, all this old other stuff. Yeah, with words. People know I love in words, but they don't know I love with deeds. And I ain't no fool. I'm not blinded because they're my children. If they really truly love me, then they would have followed me as I follow Christ and would have obeyed me, and they wouldn't be suffering a lot of stuff they're suffering out there in the world now. That's just it. Period, point blank. And you know the good thing about being a man that I am? That if it ever enters into my heart that I want to raise up some seed before I get up out of here, all I got to do is go get a wife. See, you can tell that I'm a man because only men talk like this. And you know what? I'll be falling after the same order as Abraham, falling after the same order as Jacob, Moses, David, Elkanah, Israel. You see what I'm saying? And this is what men are running short on today. I'm standing on the word, and we'll stand on the word. Let's see if they open up the door. I ain't hold my breath, though. Let's see if they open up the door. Invite old Pastor Dial in. And we'll see. We'll see. It's all that amazing. I'm telling you, man, these women are something else today. It kind of upsets me. It really does. But I tell you what, a lot of people, it's not going to be known to them until the breath goes out of their body. And they're going to find out, you wasn't resisting me, you were resisting Yah. "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and her daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's own foes shall be they of his own household. And he that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not up his tree and follow after me is not worthy of me." See, I'm telling you straight up, by my example in my life, I don't love my son or daughter more than Yahshua. I don't love my wife more than Yahshua. I don't love nobody more than Yahshua. I'm going to obey the king if I'm the last person on earth. And you should have the same attitude and the same spirit and the same character. And that's what I teach men. And if you lose and you suffer loss in this life, count it gain. Hallelujah. You ain't lost your God. Glory to the King. And besides that, this sounds like one of them vesty things. You can find another wife, my brother. I'm telling you, somebody better than her. Because she didn't even love you. And I'm telling you, she never loved you. She can't obey. Wife, if you can't obey your husband, you ain't never loved him. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold these phone calls for a second. I'm going to get Sister Carol, Sister Jennifer, Sister Nellie. Y'all line up and get on back here. Sister Bobby, y'all line up and get on back here and talk to some of these people that listen to this broadcast. And we're going to talk on the subject of how a wife is supposed to love her husband. Get on back here. Y'all line on up. And y'all ain't got to talk no more than maybe, I don't know, get about 3 or 4 minutes apiece so people can see y'all face. And so people can hear from holy women of Yah, daughters of Abraham, daughters of Sarah, daughters of Sarah, who are not afraid without any amazement. Hallelujah. Open up the door. Y'all get 2 or 3 minutes in here, a piece of tell, show them how quiet you're supposed to be. Sit on that seat and talk in that camera.
Shalom, daughters of Zion. First, it really saddens my heart to hear that a woman is not submitting herself to her husband and doing the things that she's doing, because it's not just obeying a man or this or that, but you are disobeying the Most High Yah. And daughters of Zion, it really saddens my heart because you are going to pay for that. You, if you obey the word and do what Yah would have for you to do, you can't conflict with anything that the man of Yah says, because he's speaking the truth. A wife should delight in submitting herself to her husband. It should be a delight to her. She should rejoice to be able to serve him, to be able to show him honor and the respect that is due him for him being made in the image of Yah. And daughters of Zion, if I can give you any warnings, you better love the Most High. You better give all. You better accept what the Father has as your role as a woman and go from there. And the Father will bless you in that. It's sad to hear for this brother, but brother, be strong, and the Father will bless you in all things. Shalom. Shalom, daughters of Zion. Just as Mother Carol said, you know, it is very sad to see when a woman will not submit, when a woman doesn't understand that when she has a righteous, Yah-fearing husband, that her salvation actually is through her husband. And I think that, you know, when a woman has trouble submitting, she doesn't understand that, you know, your salvation is through your husband. You know, I can't really stress it enough. I can't say it enough. And patriarchal rule is something that really should get us in line. If we're still struggling with patriarchal rule, you know, then we're not going to be fit to enter into Yah's kingdom. So, you know, we really have to obey. We have to do exactly what the word tells us. The word won't bend for us, and a righteous man will not bend for us either. And your husband is very deserving of all of you. Yah is very deserving of all of you. So, you know, stories like these, again, they're very sad to hear, and we won't get second and third and fourth chances. You know, Yah is faithful, so we have to be faithful as well. Shalom.
Shalom, daughters of Zion. Just as Mother said and Sister Jennifer, you know, we want to be obedient to our husbands. My husband always tells me that's the way that I'm going to make it to the kingdom, is through obedience to him. It's not as hard as you may think it is to be obedient. You just get in line. Stop always having preconceived things in your mind as to what obedience is or what you think. Just do as he said, get in line, and you'll live a peaceful life. It just brings much happiness to be under his covering. It's just the only way. The Most High, he will get you for being disobedient and not doing what the word says to do. Bless you.
Bless you, saying to the Most High. Come here tonight just to mention a couple of things that Pastor did tell us to think on, and that is how we treat our husbands. The way you all treat your husbands is the way you're treating Christ. And when you get married, one of the best things that you thank yourself and that you've married a man is that you trust him. You trust him to provide for you. You trust him that he's going to want to have children with you and that you're going to want to go on and to have a beautiful future. when he comes to Christ in a different way than the Christian faith that you've been in, and you find out that he's going contrary to what you formerly knew, you're going to find yourself lacking trust. What you need to do is get a personal relationship with Jesus. Find that trust in Christ, because he's leading your husband to do different things than the Christian doctrine. He's going to lead you into a right way. And I just encourage you sisters out there that are having a little problem with trusting your husband to go the right way, get in prayer with Christ. He'll help you. Bless you.
Hello, I'm Sister Carolina, and you have to grow in trusting your husband. You have to, first and foremost, trust Elohim. And as you grow in trusting Elohim, you really start to see Elohim even functioning in your husband's role that he is to do. And then you start to really grow in just trusting your husband and what he's commanding, what he's asking of you. And the more you grow in that trust, and trust is very important, you start to really walk in the obedience. And by walking in that obedience of what he's commanding you to do or asking of you and requesting of you, comes so easy. And you start to really show them that you care and that you love him and that you really want to be there with him to the end of this thing, you know, so... trust, obedience, dedication, submission, you know, just that's what I've learned, and that's what I walk, and that's what brought great peace into my life and into my marriage. Hallelujah.
Shalom, sisters. I'm Sister Jordan. And if your husband is fully following pastor and supporting him, and he's leading you in righteousness, you really have nothing to fear, and you have nothing to worry about. And it's very foolish to try and pluck your husband down and tear him down when he's leading you to the Father. Because if you're not obeying him and serving him, you're not doing the same thing to the Father. And it's very foolish, and I just encourage the daughters of Zion to build their husbands up.
Shalom, blessed daughters. I am here to speak to all the daughters of Zion that have feared letting go of yourselves to obey. When the word says for us wives to obey, it's an automatic fear to believe that if you stop being yourself, it's going to cause confusion, you're going to lose your identity. But the truth is that once you are obedient to your husband, you gain such respect and power, and he will honor you more than you would ever know till you start obeying him. And you will have a greater place in his heart, and you will have a greater place amongst Israel. So I admonish the daughters of Zion, all women that have a fear or any confusion, any doubt of what it is that is expected of you when the word says obey, not to fear it, just to embrace it, love it. You will gain more than you will ever know through your obedience. Because obedience, like Pastor teaches, is love. So if you say you love your husband, you will submit and obey him. And in that, you will find, like I said, power. You will gain respect and honor. So I love you guys. I hope this ministers to you, and Shabbat Shalom.
All right. Well, anyway, we back. Glory to the King. All right, let's get on back here to the phone calls. Boy, I want to get going here tonight. Boy, that caller queue done increased tonight. Look at that thing. What in the world? All right, where we leave off at? Right, let's go to Indiana. Brother Samuel, call number 765-765. Pastor Dow, Unit Service Youth Radio Broadcast. I think the name, the brother's name, Muhammad's wife's name is Aileen, E I L E E N, something like that. Aileen, I guess. Anyway, so, all right. So, Brother Samuel, Indiana 765, Pastor Dowell, you on the Serving Truth Radio broadcast? I can have Brother Samuel.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Bless you, sir.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, bless you. How you doing up there in Purdue?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I got about 3 weeks left, maybe 4 or 3 weeks left. I've been cranking through my classes. It's a 16-week class. I got 3 of them, but they're condensed down into 8 weeks, so I can hurry up and graduate. So I'll be done the first week of August. Then I got to move right after that, and I'll be just working and cranking out, saving up, and getting myself in order and getting my house in order as well.
Glory to the King. What you got, son?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to attest to the validity and the power behind that ebook that you did on the Holy Spirit. As soon as it came out, I don't know if you dropped it this morning or last night, but as soon as it came out, I got up and I was doing my quiet time and I saw that you had put it up, and I just cranked through the whole thing, and it was absolutely beautiful. Definitely blessed me.
You liked it, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was very, very well put together, and it was ministering to me the whole entire time I was reading it.
So, what stood out more than anything? What stood out to you, Brother Samuel?
I think the main thing that stood out was not only your testimony providing the exact same account as what happened in the book of Acts when we read it, but also you breaking down the religious dogma that had tried to keep it away from people, and then also breaking down how people can receive it. And what they need to do, because I think that's a big part that Christianity has messed up our minds with, is that part of, well, I just said I love Jesus and I repented, so he must be in me. But, no, we actually have to do something. And I think that was the biggest part that stuck out to me, was to be persistent about it, to be tenacious about it, and to understand that there are things that are separating us from Yah because of the wickedness that we've accepted, and we have to get those things out of the way so that he can come in freely and give us that gift and we can receive it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You know what's amazing to me, Samuel? You know what's amazing?
What's that?
What's amazing to me is that people are so quick to drop the word cult when making reference to us when they have been in a cult the whole entire life. They are actually serving and worshiping devils while using name Jesus. Now, utterly amazing. That is utterly amazing.
It really is. It really is. You know, I had some Christians come to my door a few weeks ago, and I tried to, you know, just kind of shoo them off. But one of them asked, he said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "I used to be." And that just set it off from there. He said, "Why aren't you one?" And so I started talking and breaking it down to him. And I said, "You know what, never mind. I don't want to just talk about it." I said, "Give me your Bible." So I told him to give me his Bible. He gave it to me, and I started showing him in his Bible all just different examples of where that lied to us. You know, the 2x2 when it really says 7 clean animals and 2 unclean animals. I just started breaking down just different lies that he had been taught, and then I gave his Bible back to him, and I said, "Now, when's the last time you cast out a devil?" And, of course, he said, "I've never done that." "When's the last time you healed somebody?" He said, "He never done that." I'm like, "Now, see, you say you do that. You say you don't do that stuff, but then the book tells us that you're going to be cast into the lake of fire for not doing those things when the Messiah comes back." I was like, "No, I've done those things by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the blood of Jesus Christ. So which one of us is going to get into the kingdom?" And he was just quiet. It was him and a female, and both of them, they were just quiet. They didn't know what to say. They just started falling back on their Christian jargon and everything that they had been trained. And I kept trying to tell them, "You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to live this thing, and you're not living it." But they just went away. They didn't hear.
Train. You're right, to fall back on their training.
Yes, sir.
And that's amazing. But hey, check this out. No matter what amount of truth you presented to them, it still couldn't crack their religious spirit, could it?
No, sir. No, sir. It couldn't.
Because y'all ain't dealing with them. Go ahead.
That's right. Yes, sir. It really amazed me, and I've seen it in my class as well. I have one class that I go to, and the other two are online. And just the brainwashing that each and every single person has, the mindset and the manner in which they communicate, they deny, especially the scientific community, they deny the existence of God, but then they always quote about the Greek god. And so it tells us where this heathen culture has come from, and that it's influenced everything, and that they themselves are hypocritical. And they don't want to express the power of Yah. They don't want to admit that he's there. And it just helped me out to learn, and I thank Yah that the Holy Spirit, especially the last 2 weeks, you and the ministry, the elders, have really been hitting home on it about the power of the Holy Spirit and also just repenting and getting ourselves right. You know, you started talking about the diversities of gifts and to cry out for them and that we need them amongst the body because that's how we'll get them and that's how we'll keep each other sound. And so that's what I've been striving for the last 2 months. And especially, I think it was the message you did, certain men crept in unawares. And you said, some of y'all have been bitten by vipers. Now, the vipers have gone away, but some of y'all are still here.
Yeah.
And that spoke to me because, you know, the whole Tatum situation, I had to agree and come to terms with the fact that I was with that man for a reason because there was something in me that agreed with his wickedness. And so I started searching and purging out every little bit of that I could find. And I've seen my love for the Father grow. I've seen him speak to me more. I've seen him commune with me more. The more and more I've tried to get rid of that wickedness that I didn't know was in me. And so the more and more you and the elders have been hitting on it, the more and more I'm feeling more power, more peace, more righteousness, and more boldness to stand for this truth and more boldness to lead my household the way it should go. So that's why it culminated with that ebook. It has just been wonderful to have a ministry that preaches this, but not only preaches it, they live the gospel, and it's inspiring me to live the gospel and to keep doing it and to produce, not just to talk and be well said like all us Hebrews are, but to produce the power of Yah, to produce the fruits of righteousness, and to produce even with our hands, you know, building homes and all that the ministry is teaching us men to do.
Glory to the King. Be encouraged, my brother.
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Go to Brother Zach, Pennsylvania. Brother Zach, Pastor Dowell, on Shrevey Tooth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Zach? Brother Zach Dowell, Pennsylvania.
Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
Shalom, shalom. Doing well. You know, I'm a little fired up and upset, man, at the spirit of Jezebel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They will do that. Pastor, I wanted to share some praises this week. I wanted to thank the Most High Yah for giving me the strength and the courage to stand against the big banks. My legal battle still continues, and I wanted to give praise because it's you know, it's a big Goliath, you know, but I've been praying for strength, and he's been certainly delivering that to me and been helping me out with that. I also wanted to thank the Most High. I got to see my nephew yesterday. He just turned 9 years old not too long ago, and I'm trying to be a good a good male role model and trying to act as a father figure in his life. Because his natural born father, was practicing serial polygyny and other not holy things, you know, and I'm trying to kind of fill the void that's been left there. So I was very blessed to be able to fellowship with him. And
right.
I also wanted to. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead, my brother.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. Also, I want to thank you for the email, the kind words you sent in the email. And I wanted to share a message with Brother Muhammad, Brother Muhammad, who called. Brother, if you're still listening, I'm not sure where you're at in your walk, but coming to this faith, I lost the woman that I love. I lost relationships. I lost my health. I lost my finances. And I'm sure there's other things that I'm not thinking about right now, but it was absolutely worth it. Because the beliefs and the knowledge that I have now, you know, I did not have before. And you could lose everything. You might not lose anything. You know, your wife might, we'll be praying for her. And, that spirit may leave and her attitude may change. You know, you don't know. Be prepared. But just, I'd just like to share from my experience, even though I lost a lot, I gained more than I could ever possibly imagine. And I just wanted to share that share those words with you. And
hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And lastly, Pastor, you are a very strong man, and I know you got you have very thick skin, because I'm starting to get so sick and tired of seeing all these comments on YouTube, man. I mean, you got white racist folks, you know, saying their stuff, and then you got blacks calling you all sorts of names and saying, you know, you're the devil for fellowshipping with, you know, white man and all this stuff. And I went over to Brother Bud's page, you know, where he did a YouTube video thanking Straightway for everyone, you know, donating money to help him out in his endeavor. I mean, you would not believe the stuff people were saying to him. It's just, you know, it's a wicked world, man. It is so sick. And I'm just happy that, you know, you have thick skin and you continue to say what you're saying, you know, and you're just exposing, like, all this racism out there from, you know, from all these people. So keep doing what you're doing, Pastor. I pray for you, and I pray for Elder Felix, of course, and Straightway, any ailments and so forth for anybody suffering. I cast them out in the Most High's name, and looking forward to seeing my brothers on Shabbat tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Zach. Be encouraged. All right, my brother?
I will. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, you know, I'm not mad at Brother Muhammad's wife, because I know that she's under a deceived spirit. She's under a strong delusion. And the devil has her mind and her eyes blinded. I mean, if she can't see that the Bible says, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as unto the Lord. I mean, I don't understand. So you mean if your husband tell you something, you just automatically going to volunteer? I ain't going to do it. What is that? And women, how can you obey Yah when you defy the very one that Yah puts in front of you in your life, your husband? How can you do that? Anyway, I'm so glad that I'm surrounded by holy men and holy women. I'm so glad. But most people forget. Ain't no way. Don't worry about it. It is what it is. Don't forget, Straightway, we going to be praying. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you, Elena. Whatever you pronounce your name, we're praying for you. And I promise you, we got a 100 billion times more power than the Church of God got, and I guarantee that. Let's go to New York, Brother Dominique. Call number 718-718. Pastor Dow, you know, Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Dominique?
Woohoo. Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Man, you see all the stuff I got to go through, brother.
Man. It's,
I'm praying for Brother Muhammad, too.
It's religious spirits. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Man, it's so funny because I don't think when we come to the knowledge of truth, I think it kind of makes us stumble at how much we are really supposed to give up.
Yeah.
And we don't count the cost sometimes, and sometimes we're just shocked at what the ultimatum is. And, you know, the things that you give up, they're multiplied onto you right now. So, Brother Muhammad, stay strong, my brother. We'll be praying for your wife.
Yep, and we're going to be praying for his strength, too, as well.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brother Dominique, thank you for everything, man. You got something else?
No, sir. I actually just wanted to thank you for the prayers from Israel that have been, you know, getting shot my way. Feeling much better, actually. So I just wanted to thank you. And I actually wanted to request a call from you, Pastor.
A what?
A call from you.
A call from me. Don't I got your phone number in my phone, brother?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is this the number two, this 718 number that's on there now?
Yes, sir, that's the number.
All right, my brother. I'll try to get to you first day, okay?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Is that all right?
Shabbat. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom to you. Shabbat shalom to all of Israel. Be at peace. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow morning with a beautiful message, Pastor. Oh, I'm getting ready to read that newsletter. I'm psyched about it.
Man, y'all read that newsletter, man.
It's going to be a good read. All right. Bless you, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Missouri. Mother J.C. Mother J.C., call number 816-816. Pastor Dowell, you're on the Straight Way to the Radio broadcast. I can help you, Mother. Hello? Shalom?
Shalom?
Mother J.C.
Can you hear me?
I can now. What are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. I'm driving back from Texas, and I must have accidentally hit the button. But there's no coincidences in Yah, so it must have been for a purpose. Now that I have you on the line, I've always wanted to call in and just say, if I haven't said it to you, I love you, Pastor. I love your boldness. I love your warrior spirit, and I am so happy to be a part of Straightway. I'm so happy to be a part of Straightway. And thank you for allowing me onto that land of peace. And I look forward to coming there again on Tabernacle. And I wish I was able to come to God's. I would love that. But unfortunately, I can't make it there. But anyway, Pastor, you keep doing what you're doing.
Hallelujah. I'd rather see you during Tabernacle.
Yes, sir. Well, if y'all willing, I will be there.
All right, Mother, bless you.
All right, bless you. All right, bless you, Pastor. Bless all the Straightway. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. You know what? I'm going to say this again. I want everybody out there to listen to me. All right, watch this. I'm going to put another challenge out there. All right? If I have done any evil to anyone out there, if I have done any evil to you whatsoever at all, I'll give you a platform to come here to say it to everybody's face, the evil that I've done to you. I will. I want all accusers of me come forward. But bring it out and open to everybody here. Because the truth is, there ain't one person I've ever done any evil to. Nobody in ministry whatsoever at all. And if I have ever offended anybody at any point, I've always got it right. I'm trying to show y'all that these people ain't got no integrity. None whatsoever at all. None. Ain't got a lick of integrity. Look at this cardinal-minded family right here. Look at it. They used to be, remember that family, used to have a little boy, Sam, look at him. You can't even tell that they ever been in the faith. Look at them. All of them got shorts on, dyed hair, pants, the whole nine yards. And you know what? And one of them throwing up a devil sign, a little demon sign. You don't believe me? Look, I'll put it right there. Look. See, right there, throwing up a devil sign. Isn't that something? Having babies out of wedlock. I'm serious. Babies all over the place. And see, nobody ever talk about this. How did this young girl right here, I think she was 16 years old, had a baby by a 26-year-old man. Now she's working on the second baby. And she's still underage. And ain't nobody done nothing about it. Statutory rape. But yet and still, these people hold themselves guiltless, and they hold themselves, talking about, well, my family could never get the help that they ever needed in Israel. Well, I guess you're getting all the help you now, ain't you? Man, you people are something. I can do that all day long if I wanted to. All day long. People so-called exposing me, and they all liars. Man, you ain't seen nothing until I get my mouth to moving. And you know what I usually do? Don't say nothing except blanket statements, just statements like this. Statements like this. All these people get out there and they run. Boy, I wish we had Almighty Yahweh himself. and the archangels sitting right here to judge between me and everybody has ever slandered me. But guess what? That day is coming, and I welcome it. I welcome it with open arms. I can't wait till we get to judgment day, because the truth gonna come out then. So fill up your cup, you devils, you lying devils. Fill it up, because heaven gonna judge us all, and I love it. I love that y'all was gonna judge me, and every thought and intent he gonna judge you. I love it. Just love it. Let's go down, because ain't nobody going to escape him. Nobody is going to escape him. Nobody. And you know what? A righteous man loves judgment. You got all, y'all got this world. You get to say your lies. You get to say whatever you want. But heaven is judging. I can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait. Let's go to Maryland. 443-443, Pastor Dow. You know, Service Youth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Maryland.
Shabbat Shalom, can you hear me?
Yeah, who am I speaking to?
Yes, sir, how are you? This is Trey Williams.
Who?
Trey Williams.
Well, man, you came in loud and clear, then your phone started cutting out on me. You're going to have to say that again.
I'm so sorry. Let me get out the closet. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, get out the closet.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sister, what's your name again?
Yes, sir. My name is Charita Williams. You put me in contact with Sister Star and Brother James, and I fellowship with them in Baltimore.
Glory to the King. Good to hear your voice. How you doing?
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was actually calling to see if I can get permission to come to the land to get deliverance.
Yeah, you can. Come on down. All you got to do is call the dining hall and let me know the dates that you're coming and the dates that you're leaving, and how are you going to get down here?
Yes, sir. I'm going to drive. I called Elder Beckman and I left a few message over the past few weeks, and I know he's extremely busy, but I haven't heard back from him. So I was suggested to give you a call, actually.
All right. Well, call the dining hall and leave a message for Pastor Dow. Elder Doug gets a lot of messages, and he takes care of them, but they'll put a message over here on my side. Over here. So call again tonight and leave your contact information. I'll get in touch with you, okay?
Yes, sir. I would do that.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Be encouraged.
Yes, sir. I will. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? Right.
Shabbat shalom. No, I just wanted to say thank you, and I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to getting deliverance because I so need it.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Yep, and you know we always have people. We have people from all across the world come here for deliverance. And now we're devils because we cast out devils. Don't you know Satan can't cast out Satan? Oh, mercy. Brother Josiah, Texas, call number 832-832. It's Pastor Dow, you're on the Stream Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Josiah?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. I just got off the road and I wanted to have a call in for a bit. I want to say Shabbat Shalom. I'm still striving, and love you. So, that's all.
All right, my brother. Glory to the King. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. I tell you, it's gonna be an honor and a privilege to see Brother McGee tomorrow and the people. That's right. It's gonna be an honor and privilege. We're gonna set some things straight. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you people that have been lying on Pastor Dow, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to expose you. I'm coming after you because you have tried to make shipwreck of the ministry, and I'm coming after you. I'm coming. Many of you people out there have been used and abused. Wait till I expose these damn dogs. You know why? Because I ain't going to accept no man against my person, and with the vengeance that you come out against me, lying through your teeth, I'm coming with a hammer. The word of Yah, I'm going to call your name. I'm going to tell everything you've ever done. I'm going to expose you for the snake and for the dog you are. I ain't sparing nothing. I don't care what nobody thinks either. Call number 786-786, Pastor Dow. You're on Service 2 Radio Broadcast. I can help you.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Shalom?
Hello? Hello, Shalom?
Yeah, who
Shalom?
Is it, man?
No, I didn't know if you were talking because I'm looking at you on TV at the same time, and I didn't know if it was the same if you were talking to me. But now this is my
man,
brother, Alan.
You got to talk to me on the phone, brother.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, Pastor Dow. I'm Brother Alan. Elder Beck had put me with Brother Alden down here in Miami to fellowship with
Very
him.
Very good.
And
Brother Alden is a good brother.
He is a very good brother. I wanted to thank you for me finding you. I seen a video a few months back of you and a few brothers having Bible study, and the thing that you were talking about in Second Edris, it has stood out to me about what you happens to you if you don't follow the law when you die.
Right.
The things that will happen to you if you do follow the law. But that got me really in tune with watching your videos and inspired. Like you, it very inspired me when you was talking about how to get yourself built up or how you build men and how to get out of debt, what to invest in gold and silver and stuff like that. So I really like those videos and really appreciate the information. And I wanted to find out because Brother Alden is going up there in October for High Sabbath. I was trying to see if I could come out. I was trying to get in touch with Elder Beck and see if I could come out there to the land and visit with him and visit with
Well, Brother Alden,
come up there,
man, Brother Alden, give us a good word, man. Then, yeah, you come up and we can get a good word from him.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
That'll be Yeah, yes, sir.
Brother, I'll tell our Brother Alden to give us a call. He give us a good word about you. You can come on up.
Oh, okay, I really appreciate it.
All right, my brother, what's your name?
Alan. Alan Prince.
Alan Prince. All right, brother. Good to meet you.
All right, it's nice to meet you too. It's nice to talk to you finally.
You too, my brother. Anything else?
No, that's it, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
You know what? And this one person in particular I'm coming after, this booger had the audacity after running damn dirty to sit up there and tell Brother McGee, whatever you do, don't tell Pastor Dow. Please, brother, whatever you do. Too late! Too late! Because I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. I'm going to expose your sorry ass. Glory to the King. I bless you all. In the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Y'all have a wonderful Sabbath. Be ready for the word in the morning because it's coming from a Hebrew and Israelite of the tribe of Yehuda. Glory to the King. Keep the commandments and live and receive ye the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Shabbat Shalom. King coming.